The following is a production of the Geek.io Media Network. For more geeky goodness, go to geek-io.net. And to help support the network, head over to patreon.com/geek.io for more information.
The following program contains scenes and language of a frank and explicit nature. Viewer discretion is advised.
Get it right, bitch.
Spoiler warning!
I got to warn you. You're doomed to stay. Go. Go.
Hey, answer this, you ball.
Like the impromptu intro that I've somehow cobbled together. This is the Small Screen Spoilers Show, episode number 6, recorded March 5th, 2015. I'm CJ, a nest of spiders with very short legs, boat. And that guy over there, he's Jared, eye-gouging spoon as a veto.
There is no spoon.
Nope, there's a spoon, and there's an eye, and there's a boot.
There's one spoon, one eye,
one boot.
Oh, jeez.
Good lord. And we are here to spoil you on the shows that you really want us to. Just as a reminder, because, you know, again, you're worth it. And also, just because we're talking about Better Call Saul Season 1, Episode 4, Agent Carter 7 and 8, and Gotham Episode number 18... everything prior to those is completely open, including previous shows in the case of Better Call Saul, and also Batman, and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. In fact, all three of these can tangentially be placed into other shows.
And everything that they touch.
So,
sorry.
Yeah, we are going to try to avoid doing the next time that the shows do, but, you know, occasionally that we do touch on them, and we apologize. So, if you have not watched these, or you care about being spoiled, come back later. Perfect timing. Perfect timing. Thank you.
Way to go, CJ.
Yeah.
You're so awesome.
Totally did that on purpose. I know, right?
You're the best.
I am. It only took me 4 years now, and like 300 and some odd shows to actually be able to do this. I still can't do it right.
But who's counting, right?
Right. All right, so I'm going to turn my camera back on so that we did the intro. And we're
there's your face.
There's my face.
And we're doing Better Call Saul first?
Better Call Saul.
All right, there it is. Bing.
Better call him.
Better Call Saul.
All right, so this is episode number 4, Hero. Kind of amply named-ish.
I'm no hero.
First of all, we got the birth of Saul Goodman officially.
Yes. Saul?
Saul Goodman. I did not it didn't click on me until then. I'm like, oh, that's what that is.
You never noticed that before?
No, I never noticed that. And they got on that
on their Facebook page. They had during the run of Breaking Bad, they had like a picture of Saul pop up one day, and it said, "It's all good, man."
Oh,
I was like, it's all good. Oh, wow! I never picked up on that. And then they actually put it in the show. I was like, okay, well, now this is canon. Good, I'm happy.
This is now a thing. I didn't catch on that at all until he said that. I'm like, oh, that makes total sense.
Yes. So we get our first glimpse of Saul doing his Saul thing.
Oh,
his early con man days.
Yeah, his Slippin' Jimmy, like flat out Slippin' Jimmy, man.
Old
like,
Slippin' Jimmy. And he cons poor guy from Alias. And
I never watched more than a season of that.
I know. You never watched Alias. But he was also on Buffy very briefly. He was one of Glory's little henchmen guys.
Oh. The only one of Glory's henchmen that I knew about was Malcolm. It was Mal. Nathan Fillion. That's who I was talking about.
Oh, I haven't gotten that far yet. So spoiler.
Oh, what? If you know who Glory is, how do you not know? Have you not finished Buffy?
No, I finished 5 or 6.
Then wait.
I think Evil Willow's next.
Oh, I was talking about the Primeval. Sorry.
See. So you watched it too fast, and
I did,
you know,
and
anything
now
confused.
Everything merges together in my head.
Like, what?
Oh,
Billion. It's like, I'm pretty sure they killed Glory, so...
they kind of pulled that whole thing that you just talked about with Evil Willow in one of the shows I talked about on the other show that I'm not going to discuss on this one. The show we just
okay.
did. I just recycled him.
Gotcha. Oh, well, thanks. That spoiled me, because I just figured out what you were saying. Let's see, wait. A witch who turns evil, and, EJ.
See, you did it worse than me, okay?
When?
You just did worse than me. I did my whole, like, anecdotal bullcrap thing. You're like, oh, it's this. Thanks for that.
I didn't say which show it is. I'm just explaining to you that I figured out what you said, so thanks.
So yeah,
well, Better Call Saul.
Better Call Saul.
Yeah, that was one of Glory's little freaky looking demon henchmen guys.
Gotcha.
Not that you'd recognize him without his makeup.
Yeah, right.
But he was the best character in Alias. Not that you ever watched that.
No.
His name was Marshall, and he was awesome.
Was he died? Didn't he?
I don't know. I never finished Alias. I got to the 4th season, and I was like, okay, this show's getting kind of dumb, and then I just never went back.
But
the first 3 seasons were good.
Don't tell Daryl that. He thinks that show apparently is, like, the God's gift to television.
Oh, it's don't get me wrong. I've got the boxed
Alias.
Entire series sitting on my shelf over there, but I still haven't watched season 4 and 5.
I mean, it does have Jennifer Gardner and Victor Garber in it, so, I mean, there's that. I mean, it's...
Oh, yeah. It's full of sexy people.
Jesus is in the show, but you know, I couldn't get into it. I'm
okay.
I'll
I know you don't like. I don't
eventually.
Like. I know you don't like the J.J. Abrams. It's okay.
Yeah, on TV, like he and I have fighting words.
But you're cool with the Star Trek stuff.
Yeah. Oh yeah. His movie stuff, like Super 8, I loved.
I really need to watch that movie.
I loved that movie. I loved his Star Trek stuff. Like anything, like I loved Cloverfield. Like I know a lot of people hated that show, or that movie. I loved Cloverfield. His movies, I'm good with. His TV, I hate.
It's true, folks. He hates Lost.
I do. I do hate Lost. I'll go on the record and say that one. There are a bunch of shows, like, I go on, like, and it's like, I don't watch just because, like, I don't have time or I just never gotten around to it. No, Lost, I've tried several times. I've made it through 4 seasons of it. So, I mean, I've given it my everything, man.
It's okay. I mean, it just clearly shows that we don't agree on things, because
no.
Lost is probably my favorite show. I've watched it all the way through twice.
It's not just comedy that we disagree on.
All 6 seasons.
Better Call Saul.
Better Call Saul. Wolf Bray. Ow! But not
in
her ear.
Did
I
do it in her ear?
Not in her ear.
Dear Lord, that guy, man. Holy crap.
He deserved to be conned.
He really did. That dude was asking for it, like, seriously.
So what point did you figure out that whole thing was a con?
When he was, like, trying to force the watch on him, basically.
Yeah.
Like, that, I'm like, oh, yeah, he's, yeah, yeah.
I like, took the watch, and they were, like, going back and forth. I was like, wait a minute.
Yep.
Wait a minute.
He wants him to take the watch.
Of course, he ran off, and the fat guy got up.
Yeah.
Yep. They're together. They hacked the system.
Yes. So yeah, Slippin' Jimmy in his prime, man.
So early Slippin' Jimmy. It was fun seeing that. Then we get right back to the story at hand.
Yep.
And we clearly see that the wife is the evil one pulling all the strings.
Yeah.
Husband's just kind of going along.
But he's going to be the one that gets busted. Like that's
yeah,
the
thing. I know.
He's the one that's going to get really, really in trouble.
Oh yeah, and it's all, you know, I can't take a bribe. I could take a stipend. No, it's just
him going through.
You're the kind of lawyer that guilty people hire.
Yes,
which
yes,
I want to say, you're clearly guilty.
Yeah,
just caught you with a giant bag of money.
He just caught you with over $1 million, and you just paid him off with like $200,000 or some crap like that. Like,
I don't know, it was only a couple grand. If you listen to him count it out,
yeah, I think it amounted up to like $20,000. I think he said.
I don't remember, but I loved him justifying the bribe.
Yes,
when he goes to his office, texts it up things like, "Okay, we got consultation, handling,
miscellaneous expenses,
miscellaneous expenses, new shoes." Say it hike. Like, oh, that's brilliant.
That is really brilliant. Go ahead.
It was a good twist. Like, I had no idea how that was going to be resolved.
Yeah.
I mean, part of me figured they would just give him a pile of money and he'd turn the other cheek. But there was more to it than that. And he just.
But that is exactly what happened in the long run.
Yeah. They bribed him. He was like, okay.
So do you think he's going to be their full-out lawyer?
Now I have enough money to put my evil plan in motion.
So do you think he's going to con his way into being their full-out lawyer?
At this point, I don't know. Probably not. But who knows?
You don't think that they just threw
anything.
That much money at him and is just going to let him go? Like,
I don't know. They're still, Hamlin's still their lawyer.
Oh, by the way, your nickname was almost Hamlindigo.
Hamlindigo?
Hamlindigo Blue.
Wait, you really? Hamlindigo? Yeah. Trademark. Oh, jeez. You deserved it. You deserve it, Hamlin.
Yeah, for having Hamlin to go, you totally deserve it. what else? I didn't bring my notes from work, so I'm completely, like, I'm in the open here. Uh-oh. And Jazz left, so there's that. Dude, killing me.
What just happened?
Did you just close the window?
No. It popped up and said, your computer went to sleep, so the video call ended. What? My computer didn't go to sleep? What are you talking about?
Oh.
Are you Google?
And I just admitted, I'm like, I left my notes at home, or at work, so I'm like,
Okay, so then he bought the suit that looked just like Hamlin.
Yep.
And bought the billboard on his exit.
Him in the hair scene, man. I was really hoping that would be Mrs. Nguyen again. I'm like, you have a perfect opportunity to use Mrs. Nguyen. No, you just use another Asian stereotype. She's not as good as Mrs. Nguyen.
No, it's not
ever as good as Mrs. Nguyen.
No, you want? I can't even remember the colors they were arguing about.
Yeah, he goes on this tangent, and then she's like, "Oh,
Misty Auburn.
Oh, yeah, I'll wash it out tomorrow. No, this is bleach. It's gonna be in there.
Permanent." Permanent? Never mind. Just give me a cup. Oh, I loved it. Like, this great scene after great scene.
Yeah. Did you? Am I the only one who called the whole dude falling off or almost falling off the sign?
No.
Like I saw the dude up there taking down a sign. I'm like,
up there, I was like,
he's gonna fall.
Oh, he's in on it. This is because, you know, like the whole time you're like, what is his end game? Like, why is he intentionally like prodding Hamlin and like pulling this stunt?
Yeah.
Like, what is his end game? I mean, I know he's just trying to annoy him, but clearly he's not going to get away with it because it's very much infringement.
Yeah, right.
I mean, very obviously. So he knows he's not going to get away with it. But why? What is his end game? It's like, oh, he wants it taken down so that he can set up this whole other thing.
And that just shows how brilliant of a mind he really is. Like,
he's friggin' smart.
He really is. And like, he's a
master con man.
And I don't think, like, that he's done a very good job. And Bob Odenkirk does an amazing job with doing the fake idiot trope. Like, he's really good at doing the fake idiot.
You trust him because you don't think he's as smart, you know. Oh, he's not cunning me. He's not smart enough to do that. Wait a minute. Yes, he is.
All of your money is gone.
Oh, crap. It's all good, man.
I just,
it was fun just watching him do this his thing in this episode.
Yes,
like he's finally getting on top. He's not so broken and weak.
He's becoming a hero, but in a different sense. Like, yeah. He's definitely becoming his own story's hero finally, because he has been even his own story's underdog in the last episodes. I'm like, between Hamlin, his brother, and Nacho/Tuco, like, he's been dragged through the mud the entire time. The only good thing he had going for him was Kim.
Mm-hmm.
So, and also Mike Ehrmantraut, because boom.
Not enough Mike in this episode. That's
no.
My only complaint.
No, yeah, he's. But the thing is, this
I know.
Is early.
You gotta
use
give
him
it time.
Too much.
Don't want to use him too much, but still, I still want more Mike.
Yes,
you're right. That's pretty much it.
But that was great. That was quintessential Mike, though. Like that's just like it was so perfect. It's a perfect response.
You read the news. what news? You're right.
Meh. Brilliant. So brilliant.
So yeah. Saul doing his thing. He's on top. And my final note is that space blanket, man.
Oh man. That was one of the greatest scenes I have seen in a long, long time. It's so great seeing it from his brother's end, I forget his name. Charlie?
Chuck. Which I guess could be short for Charlie. Charles.
Yeah,
but
Charles.
Sure.
Seeing it from Chuck's perspective with, like, the buzzing and the horrible and the shaking and everything.
He's, like, freaking out.
And then the neighbor across the street's just like,
oh. See, what is that dude doing? He's kind of, like, hobbling across the street with a big space blanket on.
Yeah.
Birds are chirping. It's a nice, pleasant day.
Yeah, nice, great Albuquerque day. Everything's just that right shade of brown. And this guy... I'm waiting for. I want to see the fallout for that one, like, because there's gonna be some fallout. Like he forced, quote unquote, forced his brother to leave the house by not telling him what happened.
Indeed.
All right. So if that was your last note, gonna go ahead and move on from that series to.
Is it time to do?
It is time for the pretty lady to take the center stage. Agent Carter, and that's right, folks. We are ending this series this week.
The series or the season?
Series. This is technically the series finale.
Oh, so there's no more Agent Carter, really?
No more Agent Carter. It was an eight episode miniseries.
Despite that,
despite that ending, though. Yep. So, by the way, we're just pretty much going to combine Snafu and Valediction into one group here. We're not going to separate the two of them. So we're going to pretty much discuss the entire two-hour block here. So if we don't jump back and forth between the if we don't go one then the other, forgive us. We're just going to pretty much just explode all of it at once. Snafu was interesting. Like, you really got, like, really creepy, 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 creepy villain in this. Like...
Just focus.
Just focus. Yeah, just that
dude.
Because
I can make anyone do anything at any time.
Somehow. Like, they never get into how he does it, though. If it's just his ring or what. They never get into explaining his powers.
Yeah. At the end, they had him in that, like, Hannibal Lecter weird.
That was Baron
Zemo. Can't talk thing. Huh?
At the very end, yeah, that was Baron Zemo, I believe, right?
Who, the guy who came in and talked to him?
Yeah, I think it was Baron Zemo.
No, that was... Is that Red Skull's little head scientist guy?
Yeah, believe so.
I didn't know his name. I just recognized face. The computer in Winter Soldier.
Yeah. I think it's Zemo.
I don't know. I'm not an expert on my Captain America trivia.
Me either.
Forgive me. Forgive me, everyone.
Yeah, right. Captain America, Winter So yeah, I mean, and towards the end, like, he wasn't even moving his ring. He was just like telling people with his voice. So it's like he was almost like a siren, like just being able to command people to do things. Uh-oh. Did I lose the jazz again?
No. I'm just reading. It's Dr. Arnim Zola.
Oh, or Dr. Zola. See, sorry. I got Dr. Zemo Zola, and Dr. Zola confused. I'm so sorry.
Sorry. I was looking him up. That's what I was doing.
I apologize for getting Zemo and Zola mixed up.
I didn't know it all. I wasn't even going to pretend to guess his name. I just knew who he was. So yeah, he's there at the end.
Yeah,
so
very end.
Cliffhanger thing. Little... Come in. You know, we know that dude likes to collect people with strange powers.
Yeah. Freaking Ninja Dottie at her fullest, man. Like, just kick jumping down the stairs was fantastic.
Why did nobody shoot her?
Yeah, right? Like,
shoot her.
Freaking Victor at the bottom just, like, holding up the gun at her. Like, just shoot her. She's right there. Just shoot her. Just
everybody
boom. Done. Like, you were just staring at her.
Maggie Carter sneaks up on them in the control room. She's like got a big shotgun with Dottie's back turned to her. It's like, just shoot.
Yeah.
It's like, freeze. No, just shoot her.
Yeah, she's killed like four of your people by now. Just kill her. Like, you know she's a bad guy. Just end her. Like, at this point, we don't really have the superheroes don't kill thing. You just boom, done.
You had like three or four opportunities to just shoot her. And it would be done. No.
We got to get our Madam Hydra. I'm telling you, dude. She's Madam Hydra. I'm telling you.
I believe it. Because clearly she's not dead.
Yeah,
they
right?
They didn't shoot her. They just knocked her out of a window.
They go out of the way to say dead. She escaped. Like, they go out of their way. So I'm like, oh, yeah. Yep. My prediction still stands. She's still Madam Hydra.
Yep.
Like, okay.
But this is America.
The land of opportunity.
It's a land of opportunity.
Really,
they're not doing anything else. That dude, all that at the end.
Yeah.
Dottie escapes.
Yeah.
Crazy German.
I have a feeling they're going to pay it off in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., but there was no call to that. Like, okay, first of all, damn that vest.
The bomb, the
scene
with the vest.
Yeah, the scene with the vest. Like, oh, man. Like, first of all, dude has superhuman ability to jump because he made some distance away from that building before he exploded. Like, he was way further away from that building than any human being could actually have gotten. And that actually kind of bothered me. I'm like, no, he would have exploded like 3 feet away from that window. Like, incinerating still everybody in that building. Like, that kind of bothered me. But, like, other than that, like, episode 7, you find out what happened to that poor SSR agent last episode. Left a bar and stepped in front of a bus. Like, that poor guy. He didn't do anything wrong.
Just there to die.
So it's like, they mentioned that, and I'm like, oh, that's what's going to happen to the captain. He's going to die a horrible death. Oh, yep, he died a horrible death. It was great, the vision, though, of him with his kid, like, the kid pounding on something, making something, and then, like, in reality, it being the door.
Oh, yeah.
That was well done. Why is he glowing? Jarvis, why is he glowing?
I'm going to take it off.
It'll accelerate the process. But what if we do this? It'll accelerate the process. But what if we do this? Right. Let me guess. It'll accelerate the process. as for episode 7, like, it was very, like, it was very tenseful. There was, like, not a lot of action. It was more cerebral, except for the Dottie kicking the shit out of the two guys scene.
Why didn't Peggy Carter just tell the truth sooner?
Yeah,
why
right?
Why was she still being secret? I mean, she'd been found. She could just tell them what's going on. It's like, no, we're going to wait until we see evil Russian man giving Morse code out the window.
Yeah, right.
Whoever.
It was a little weird. Episode 7 was a little weird. I liked it, but the name of it, episode was completely like, that was on par. Like, being a snafu was like
was
the definition.
Snafu.
Situation normal. All fucked up.
All kinds of effed up.
Yeah, all kinds of effed up. Straight out that window. But yeah, and then we got into episode 8, where obviously this is the ultimate episode. This is where shit has to go down. This is all we were getting. This is all we're gonna get. And just still odd, like, he could just magically control people by his voice after, like, not even bothering with the ring halfway through the episode. Like, okay.
Yes, the ring was very inconsistent. I don't know if the ring was his power, his voice was his power, if it was some combination of the two.
Yeah, right.
There's always a weird noise when he would spin his ring.
I do, like, I love the guy who plays Crutch Dude, Victor in Dollhouse. I love him. Like, he's fantastic. Just the whole scene, telling, doing the whole thing. I'm still wondering how he knew he wanted him to point the gun at Navy Dude. Like, or if he was just doing it just for the lulz.
Like, maybe he just figured. I'm sure he's telling me to kill him.
He's looking. He has that kill. He has that kill that other guy glimpse in his eyes. So, but pistol whip to the face.
You talk too much.
What did he say? Something.
Well played. Well played, Sousa. Well played. See, I remember his name now.
There
Sousa.
We go. Now the series is over. in the fight between Peggy and Dottie was a little, like, anticlimactic and very
too
quick.
Much talking.
Yeah. It seemed weird, like, all right, no, Dottie. No. The Dottie, the way that you look, there is no way that you were looking up to women like Peggy, because you were, like, supermodel level hot. There's no way that you were not involved with that whole thing growing up. Like, and obviously, in Creepy Russian Dollhouse School, they teach you the art of seduction. Clearly. So, no, you did not grow up hating girls like Peggy. Not at all, because you were hotter than Peggy. Like,
I don't know about that.
Or as hot, at least. In this world of only supermodels and creepy headmistress lady. Like, there were two types of women in this. Supermodels and creepy headmistress lady. Like, every other woman was extremely hot in this entire series. I do feel like there, it just, I was really missing some kind of connection to S.H.I.E.L.D. Either, like,
yeah, more of the, you know,
just some wink.
Peggy Carter started S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah, just some wink and nudge towards that, like the senator coming in saying, you know, the SSR is truly now a shield for the American people, or like Daryl Shaler brought up maybe like Phil Coulson's dad being there. Some kind of shout that this is a continued continuity and not just some weird randomly placed show.
Yeah. Yeah, and they also never, there was no reveal of Jarvis's wife.
No, that made me a little sad too.
I was like, ah.
No, they'd find the hottest Jewish lady ever. Like, you know they would. The hottest Jewish lady. Like,
only the best for Jarvis.
Or that show with all of the hot. They did give some, I mean, they give payoff to the characters. Like, they gave the actress lady the tertiary house of Mr. Stark of Howard.
I know. See, there's, like, all these things they set up for a second season.
Yeah, it does feel like they were doing a second season, but, like, there's no
second
season. They've
got a new house. She's got respect and whatever, and, I mean, there's all these things. And they never,
no connection,
you know,
to S.H.I.E.L.D.
started
at all.
S.H.I.E.L.D.
Like, yeah, it's just
something missing.
There is, and I don't know what it is.
It was left very, very open at the end, like there was going to be more.
And they can't really shove all of that into Captain America. They can't shove all of that into Avengers, too. There's no way that they can shove all of that into Avengers. I mean, there's clearly, obviously, going to be a flashback scene, and mark my words, I can already tell you what the flashback scene is going to be. Obviously, rumors and speculation time. The flashback
rumors
scene.
Rumors and speculation.
Is going to be of Haley Atwell and probably Sousa and what's his name setting up S.H.I.E.L.D. with probably a white Nick Fury or maybe Dum Dum Duggan. Since there is no white Nick Fury and he's kind of taking the place of white Nick Fury. So it's going to be the four of them starting up S.H.I.E.L.D. and the very, very, very first labeled Avenger, Hank Pym, as Ant-Man.
Interesting.
Like, they're going to set it up as a shout out, as a homage to Captain America, because obviously the S.H.I.E.L.D. being a big thing. So it's going to be a huge homage to Captain America, and the very first, like, operative that they're going to have, super operative they're going to have is going to be Hank Pym as Ant-Man.
Like
if they don't
sounds
do that
good.
During Avengers 2, they're going to do that during the very first couple of scenes of Ant-Man.
I'm done with that.
I
like the S.H.I.E.L.D. thing, too. Because, I mean, that was in S.H.I.E.L.D., right? He said what the initials stand for.
Yeah, Strategic like, Homeland Intervention something in Logistics Department.
Yeah. What's that? So what does that mean?
Somebody really wanted our acronym to be SHIELD. Well, it's kind of like SWORD. Oh, okay. Like, there's also SWORD, which is like sentient something off-worldly research department. It kind of just goes into, they just wanted us to be SWORD to match up with SHIELD.
Worked really hard on that.
And the Chinese one is SPEAR. but yeah, it just, like, what resolution they gave was okay to me. But they were like, it does feel like they were setting up like a softball for a season two, but there is none. Like, this was labeled the series finale. So unless they do like a episode, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. season zero, like, there's no way to pull this back into continuity in a show format. They're going to have to dedicate another weird episode of S.H.I.E.L.D. where like half the episode is set back in the 40s.
Yeah, or they can do another series and just give it a colon. So Agent Carter, colon, whatever.
S.H.I.E.L.D. or something. Because, yeah, they're going to have to pull in
S.H.I.E.L.D. Dawn of S.H.I.E.L.D. There we go.
Yeah, done. Exactly.
You're welcome, Disney. Go do it.
Give me money. Or at least give us all annual passes. I will take annual passes and a one-week stay at the Contemporary.
Done.
All right. So, yeah, I mean, I love the series. Like, this was a really great series. Like, I actually enjoyed all 8 episodes. Episode 8, act the epilogue, like, I didn't, that's the only part of the series I didn't really like, because it was another one of those, I'm like, all right, where is any kind of nod, wink, push, poke, anything into what's happening?
Nothing.
Like, that's pretty much the only thing I didn't like, was the epilogue of it. But, like, as a Marvel comic book reader, traditionally, that's where they fail, is the epilogues. Like, they'll tell a really great story, and even wrap it up pretty nicely, and then the epilogue's just like, huh. All right, that kind of actually almost put a bad taste in my mouth for the entire series, because where the hell did that come from?
So the rage gas?
Yeah.
Midnight Oil. We watched episode 7 Friday, and then neither of us slept Friday night because of Reese being sick half the night. Maybe the next day, she's like, I was laying in bed and I couldn't stop thinking, and I figured it out. The female thing was the gas, Howard Stern's gas. I was like, holy crap, you are 100% right. Why didn't I figure that out? You know, the next episode happened, and of course she was right. So I was like,
of course.
Way to go. Your weird brain that figured out.
Yay. Katie and I are able to sync things together with weirdly tell shows how they're going to be. Long distance while you're sleeping fist bump, Katie.
Yeah, she's sleeping now. She's not solving any mysteries with Agent Carter, because I guess there's none left.
No. There was, like, the whole... Using Howard Stark as the MacGuffin for it, like, trying to do the V-Day or VE-Day celebrations, like, destroy that, and, like, I don't know if I like that.
It was all... Yeah. He was the driving factor. Whatever. Okay. It was still fun. I had a great time.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I did call the lizard on the elevator, though, when they went into the building to get Dottie. There was, you know, Thompson, Sousa, and some other dude. I was like, oh, red shirt. Katie said, what? It's like that other dude. He's a red shirt.
Total
like,
red shirt. Oh,
I bet you're right. Corp, yep, first to die.
Poor guy.
Sorry, nameless dude.
Yeah, it's like, you're going after a very highly trained assassin, and there's some random guy there. Oh, yeah.
It was like two main characters and a random guy. Not red shirt. Called it.
Yep.
And I love the breaking the mirror scene in the... When Jarvis and Peggy are locked up in the interrogation room.
Yes, oh my god. But what if there are people on the other side? They'll probably be hurt by getting showered of glass. But what if they have guns? We will probably be hurt by a shower of bullets.
Okay.
No, there's nobody on the other side. We're still attached to a table. And then Thompson kind of comes in and looks at him like, what the hell are you doing?
Why did you break our window?
That was a very expensive window. I mean, two-way mirrors, like in the 40s, that window had to cost a lot of money.
And then the Captain America radio was brought, radio drama was brought back for the final episode. That made me happy. I was happy to see it again. Betsy Carter.
Betty Carver. Not even giving her real name.
Captain America.
And back. Carver, whatever. That was fantastic.
It was. Good old 40s sexism.
Loved it. And she gets all the respect, except for from the congressman.
Yeah. I just love how Seuss is like getting all mad. And she's like, no, I'm good. And Thompson, even Thompson's like, I really want to say something, but that dude's going to look at me like I'm insane. But I do like that he did give her a look. I'm still sad that there was no actual shield involved there. I'm like, come on, really? That actually really bothered me. Like, that really, really bothered me. I'm like, why is there really no call out to shield whatsoever in here? Like, I don't need an Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. call out, just a S.H.I.E.L.D. call out. And nothing. Freaking nothing.
Not a freaking thing. What's wrong with you guys? Okay.
All right, anything else?
My only other note is I don't want to know what happened on the Finer Things, which is one of my nickname candidates.
Oh, I'm like, wait a second.
He's in there in the house, and he's like, you know, stay for free. He's like, wow. And, you know, it's nice to see someone who appreciates the Finer Things. Like, oh, I appreciate it. I just don't want to know what happened on the Finer Things.
Yeah, right.
Awesome.
Great series.
And I kept thinking maybe we'd have Tony Stark's mom in there somewhere, like a nod to that. No, nothing on that either. Okay.
Yeah, I was kind of hoping for something too, but I was all right with that.
So no S.H.I.E.L.D. nod, no Tony Stark nod, no nothing really.
Yeah, the epilogue
was
really
very own self-contained story. Really, really good.
Yeah, I mean it could just be the definition of what they call in comics a one-shot.
Yeah.
That could be a possibility, but even with most one-shots, unless you're dealing with Deadpool, you get some kind of continuity bump.
Oh, well. Maybe they were trying to not alienate people and just draw them in. But
except, you know, when Avengers 2 comes around and they require you to watch it.
Yeah.
All right, so then that's it.
No more Agent Carter.
No more Agent Carter. Next week we are gonna try our hardest to get on to back onto Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. So.
Yes, kind of depends on Hulu and their jerk ways.
Or Slingbox.
Oh, that too.
I mean, inviting you over to my house so you can watch it.
Yes.
All right, so on to Gotham, episode 18, Red Hood.
Thank you, ruining forever me.
Have you really not just realized that it's Gotham?
Nope, never noticed it.
All right, on to the Red Hood. The Red Hood gang finally shows up in Gotham in the weirdest possible way. In Gotham's kind of cheesy, weird goodness. Like, yes. In Red Hood gang showed up.
And crazy guy with the crazy.
I made a hood. We don't wear hoods. When did we wear hoods? We don't wear hoods. But it's red. Cool. When did we wear red? We don't wear red. Like, it was a great. Like, it was a great introduction to it. Like,
you know, the hood is like cursed or whatever. Whoever has it's going to die. I loved it.
Yeah, it was great. It was a great way to introduce that.
Since when does Homicide do bank robberies?
That's what I was thinking too. I'm like, wait, Harvey, Gordon and Bullock are still homicide detectives, right?
Yeah, like, why are they here? Nobody was killed.
Because, or is that Montoya in this, and are we just thinking of a different show?
Huh?
Are they homicide only? Because they were interrogating those clowns, too.
This is true, but that he was there. He witnessed that, so I could understand that a little.
But did he be a witness to the act and not the person interrogating them? Because if he's a homicide detective, he's still only going to be doing detective work on homicides. Are we sure that he's a homicide detective still?
Yeah, well, I guess he didn't read clowns, but then they found a body, so then he was investigating a homicide on that one.
Yeah.
But in this one, it was just a bank robbery. Nobody had died yet.
But... But aren't Montoya and, what's his name? The Question and the Spectre, aren't they homicide?
No, they're like CI or something like that. Criminal investigators, something. They're not, are they internal? They're not internal investigation. I don't remember. I haven't seen them in forever.
Yeah, they've not been real big parts. They like
no, they're not Homicide.
We had the weird lesbian scene with the awful, awful Barbara and Renee. I like Renee. And then like, and we haven't seen what's his name for a while.
What's his name?
The Spectre.
Her partner. No, Crispin no. We haven't seen him in forever. Excuse me.
A new recruit in Gotham City Police Department, Jim Gordon, is paired with a veteran detective, Harvey Bullock, to solve one of Gotham's highest-profile cases ever, the murders of Thomas and Martha Wayne. Detective first grade, a new detective to Gotham City Police Department working on the man. I'm not seeing...
I don't remember what they do. It's not important, but I'm going to have to get some water. I'll be right back.
Okay. I'm still looking through here. So I could have sworn Major Crimes Unit is Renee and Crispus. So there's that. But there's no note anywhere that he is a homicide detective only. But yeah, I mean, as per Jay's point, I thought the same thing. Like, it's... I'm like, wait, isn't he supposed to be a... Like a murder? Isn't he supposed to be homicide? But yeah, whatever. I really enjoyed most of this episode. And I know Jazz isn't here to talk. So for the Twitch stream, I'm actually going to just quickly run around a little bit.
Oh, there we go. I'm here.
There he is.
I was just still muted. Sorry.
No problem.
Something was killing my throat. I don't know what's going on.
You sick kids, you're gonna get sick.
I don't want to get sick. No time for that.
All right, go on with your notes.
All right, another freak in a mask. Awesome. Love that line.
Yeah.
Just felt good.
Very, very Bullock. Very, very Bullock. I do like you were also almost just like, let's go get a Danish. Like...
Just another day. Just another day in Gotham. Some dude in a mask. So we got a lot of Alfred and Bruce this episode.
But not terrible Bruce.
No, he's still good Bruce, because he didn't really do much. Like, yeah. He mostly just kind of sat there and watched Alfred and Reggie talk.
Yeah.
And interacted a little bit here and there. Or got into a weird fighting match with Reggie.
Sparring match, but... Yeah.
Sparring match, there we go.
Weird fighting match.
Weird fighting match. Show title.
Yeah, it was a weird sparring match, just randomly there. Alfred being his normal cranky Alfred self until Reggie turned into a dick.
Yes, what the crap, Reggie?
Like, straight in the gut, man. Just like, just, I'm like, wait, huh, what? like the kids, yeah, you can't stab Alfred. You can't kill Alfred. What the hell is wrong with you?
I kind of liked you, but now you're the worst.
You stabbed the best thing in this show. You die now.
But I did enjoy that. Getting a little background on Alfred and his history.
Which is similar to the same history as he had in the Dark Knight trilogy, in the Nolanverse trilogy.
I do not remember them getting into Alfred's history.
They brought the Joker and him talking about his time in the Special Forces, where some people just want to watch the world burn.
Some people just want to watch the world burn, Mr. Wayne.
It kind of got into that with that, but not a lot. Just kind of left it hanging.
No, clearly I just need to watch those again.
Clearly. At least just that one.
It's not like I don't own them on Blu-ray, because I do.
They don't stack that much. At least the first and third ones don't stack that much. Like,
really?
Honestly, yeah.
I still like the first one. I watched it again about...
I don't hate the first one, but it doesn't stack up to what I... Like, using the traditional how it stacks rules, it didn't stack.
Okay, I could see that. Because, you know, it was pretty mind-blowing when we first saw it the first time.
And then Iron Man happened.
Nobody's doing Batman the right way. But I'm a big Batman fan, so I'm a little easier swayed on Batman.
Fair.
It was nice to have Butch out of the background.
Yeah, he got a spot time to spotline. I'm kind of surprised, like, after how they presented him as just a puppet in the last episode, like, he's just full out being Butch again. Like,
he's very coherent, very friendly. He's not doing any weird tap dancing.
Very awkward tap dancing.
But I enjoyed him. He was good. Pinkman's like ready to go in, guns a-blazing, and slaughter everyone like he normally does.
And I think that's going to be the real big spawning point of how Penguin actually deals with things now. Like, just the look on his face was like that, my life has officially been changed look.
Yeah, he's kind of like, okay, so he's going to teach Penguin the ropes.
Yeah, he's going to teach him how to actually be, you know, Falcone.
I'll teach you how to be a gangster.
Yeah.
A proper gangster, not just a crazy off-the-hook rage guy.
Yeah, who beats people to death for insulting his mom.
Or insulting him.
Yeah.
Or looking at him weird.
Or just because.
The best witness ever, when the dude they brought in who saw the guy take off his mask.
Yeah, dude, that was great. So,
I go
home now. You're going to give me a ride? Just not in the police car, because my fiance will kill me if I show up in a cruiser again.
So nonchalant about the whole thing. It's great.
He must be related to Miss Wynn, but that just could be because he's Asian.
Except that he has this really thick New Jersey accent.
Yeah, right. He's great.
Man, the voice
awesome.
Does not match the face right now. It's kind of breaking my brain a little. But I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying it. It's a good thing.
When Gotham does plays up the shtick, they play it up very well. Like when they just amp up the fact that they are in this absurd world where this kid just killed his mom and is going to become this killer clown, like they just accept it and run with it, and that's when Gotham is at its best. Like there's these guys Robin Hooding everybody, and like the city loves them now.
Okay, and then the Joker's gone. Like they just dropped him. He was there. When did you know he was there? And we'll probably bring him back in the second season, but
probably. I was really expecting
like I said,
the kid who picked
I'm
up the
still
mask
on
to
the
be
theory
a Joker.
That they didn't know for sure if they were going to get picked up for a second season, so we want to put him in there just so we say we had him.
Yeah.
If we never get to use him again, we get picked up for a second season, he'll be our new dude. Maybe.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Maybe. I wonder if they're going to do a time jump or not, just a small one, not the huge one that I'm talking about in like season 5 or 6, but maybe like a year to let maybe Bruce have his balls drop and poor kid.
And creepy Barbara. Love
creepy,
that,
creepy Barbara, man. Holy cow.
Ugh.
Yeah, it was like the entire time she's like almost ripping off Selena's shirt. Like, like I'm just waiting for her to like just rip off her clothes. I'm like, oh, this is weird. But kind of puts the pin into how Catwoman operates.
Yeah.
Like
she still gave her the sick burn.
Yeah. How'd that work for you? I still like her. She's adorable. Like the girl who's playing Selena, she's adorable and she's a good actress. Like when they're not having her, like she's another one of those people that the further away she is from Bruce, the better she is. Like,
yeah, she's all kind of. It just depends. Like sometimes she's great, sometimes she's just kind of meh. Just falls flat.
Yeah, but she's very rarely bad.
But you know, child actors.
Yeah, exactly. She's better than Ivy.
I love Ivy. She's great. She just kind of wanders around,
doing her weird Ivy thing.
All right, so let's get into Fish.
Oh, man. Fish.
What the F, Fish?
Oh, no, it's just not, we're not even censoring. What the fuck, Fish? Seriously. What the hell just happened in that season? In that freaking, like, 2 minutes? Like, when the hell did I start watching Breaking Bad on Fox? I don't understand.
What?
Like. I screamed out loud when she stuck the spoon in her eye. I'm like, oh, God! Like, I'm glad I was watching that while I was at home, because I literally screamed out loud. Like, I'm like, oh, because I have a problem with eyes. So, like, yeah, no, he mentioned eyes. I'm like, oh, no, oh, no, oh, no, oh, no, this is not, no, 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 God!
Into the eye. Oh, gosh, I was like, the F! I literally said that out loud. Case like, what is happening? The F, the F,
and then just and then squashing it like a bug, like
and she stomped it. I'm like,
what?
God, what? Why? Why did this just happen?
Though, I called it. I called it last week.
What'd you call?
Dr. Dahlmacher.
Dahlmacher.
I said it. I remember saying it. I'm like, the only villain I know that does things with body parts is Dollmaker. I'm like, no, they couldn't do that. Nope. Nailed it.
Yep. Dollmaker.
I'm surprised they made his name Dollmaker, though. Like, seriously? Yeah.
Once again, no lack of subtlety there, Gotham.
Yeah, right on the nose, man.
Dr. Dollmaker.
Wow.
Like, really? Really?
That's okay. How we're going. We're going with it.
I don't know. I was like, oh, Dollmaker. Okay, we're in. Got it.
Nailed it.
They're bringing that back around, because that was, what, episode 2 when they first mentioned Dollmaker?
Yep. Oh, man. So, yeah, it was, I'm like, that's my, when I talked to you earlier in the week, that's where my comment of, man, I like and hate being right on shows.
And I have down here, where's my ambulance? And I don't know why I wrote that. Where's my ambulance?
Because of maybe all of the death in the last scene and there was no ambulance on site? Like,
I don't know. Well, I have it in quotes. So, somebody said it. Where's my ambulance? But I don't know why.
Where's my ambulance?
Where's my ambulance? And then my final note is a quote from Katie. That man's a puss.
Nice. Well played,
like, wow,
Katie.
Okay.
Well played. That is absolutely fantastic. he's total puss right now, but he's 12. Like,
oh yeah, it's fine.
But yeah, oh yeah, total Batman's totally a pussy in this. Like, oh man, yeah, it's not wrong. You're not wrong there. I'm very interested in. I do like the name of the next episode of Everybody's Got a Cobblepot. That name is interesting to me.
I'm not sure if that's the finale or the penultimate, as you like to say.
It's a good word.
It is a good word.
It's better than next to last. I'm looking up the episodes right now of it to see if that's the finale or the prior to last one. No, there is one on... They're doing a jump, though. The next episode airs 13th of April.
So, Montoya and her partner are in the major crimes unit.
Yes. Yeah, I discussed that while you were separated. And
while I was choking on nothing.
Yeah.
Choking on air.
Yeah, so we are gonna have a bit of a jump. So that means two of our shows are done for right now.
So it's everyone has a Cobblepot's the last one?
Everybody's Got a Cobblepot is episode 18, and then they jump. This is a full 22-episode season. I know why there's a freaking jump. Goddamn sports ball. It's March Madness. The entirety of regular TV completely screwed. It's also the reason why Flash and Arrow are on freaking hiatus for a couple of weeks.
So what does that mean for S.H.I.E.L.D.? We're going to get like one or two episodes and then it's on hiatus?
ABC doesn't do...
he doesn't have any of the March Madness stuff.
Basketball. That's a CBS and Fox thing.
Well, I guess... Well, we'll have S.H.I.E.L.D. and I guess I can do some catching up on Sleepy Hollow if you want to talk Sleepy Hollow.
We can... The third...
Let me take something else.
The third show slot in the next couple of weeks, we'll discuss what... Yeah, I'll take a look. We'll have you catch up on... Well, next episode we'll do S.H.I.E.L.D., and then we'll do... Next episode won't be a problem, because we'll have S.H.I.E.L.D. and Everybody's Got a Cobblepot. And then after that, we'll probably decide off-air as opposed to on-air, like we're doing right now, what we're going to do for the next month. Because, I mean, by time Gotham comes back, freaking Daredevil will be on. Because Daredevil premieres April 10th on Netflix.
There you go.
And April 13th is Gotham. So I think we're going to be pushed for shows to watch at that point.
I'm sure we can find something. Or just, you know, take a hiatus ourselves. Which was kind of the original intent of this show.
Kind of.
Kind of. But we'll see.
I was going to try and hold off until S.H.I.E.L.D. ended. Because pretty much just as kind of a here's a little bit before we get into the one challenge show for the week, because Jazz is a sucker and didn't watch any Arrow.
Sorry.
is we're not going to be doing this all year round. We're going to probably do through the end of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and then we're going to cut off until probably fall. Yeah, we're probably just going to take the summer off and just kind of hang out, unless a show comes on that we really want to talk about. But even then, it might, like, there might be like a single episode stuff here and there, mainly because I'm going to try and do something with Game of Thrones when it comes around. I know you don't watch that, but I'm going to see what I can do with somebody who watches it, because that's a great show to talk about. So yeah, there's that. The show proper will end with this. The season one will end at the end of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Just kind of a heads up on that one, folks.
Right on.
All right. So now, since you're a sucker, didn't watch any Arrow, we're gonna move on into the. You changed my challenge midweek.
Yeah, yeah.
Sherlock.
I was having trouble falling asleep Friday night before Reese woke up. I was like, I feel like watching something. I feel wide awake or whatever. It's like, but I don't want to watch something I have to take notes on. It's like, well, everybody's been talking about that Man in the High Castle. Maybe I'll just go ahead and check it out.
You mean that? Nope, that's like that.
Yeah, that. Right there.
So that's what we're talking about this week, folks, is the quote-unquote challenge show. Amazon Prime. Well, not even just Amazon Prime. You can catch the pilot for free regardless.
Yeah, you don't even have to have Prime to watch it. And you should watch it.
Oh, yes. Man in the High Castle. I may have watched this three times.
Three times? Holy crap. Wow, okay.
I may have watched this three times. Maybe. Holy crap, this was good.
I mean, I thought it was really, really good, but apparently you thought it was even... you thought it was better than I thought it was.
I like World War II is one of my favorite eras for like mainly alternative history, like because that's when you get like the best kind of steampunk and stuff like that out of. It's kind of like how one of the reasons why I like Hellboy so much, because it's basically a alternative history for World War II. I really enjoy that era. So in this, a little bit of background on the Man in the High Castle. On this is. Basically, the Nazis beat us to the atom bomb. They dropped the bomb on Washington, D.C. before we could drop the bomb on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. So, you know, kind of leveling everything that we hold, like, good.
Hold dear and in great
yes.
appraise.
Unlike us, where we dropped the bomb on a relatively unpopulated area. We dropped our bombs on relatively smaller areas of Japan. Nope. Nazi Germany, D.C., boom. Done. Not even playing this game. So the Nazis won, the Axis powers won, and they split the country between the two of them, between Germany and Japan, right down the middle. Well, mostly down the middle. Like, Japan got the West Coast, and Germany took over everything else. There's a buffer region between the two of them. That is, like, Utah and them.
Where Colorado is, apparently.
Yeah, Utah, Colorado, that area.
And then, so, like, Texas over to the east is German, and then...
the Greater Nazi Reich.
Yes, the Greater Nazi Reich. And then the other side is the Japanese stuff.
Japanese stuff.
The Japanese allied states or something. I don't remember.
The first thing that struck me on this is how little things are on the surface different than they would have been at that normal time.
Yeah, it's mostly just very subtle things.
Yes.
It's like, you know, the police all have swastikas on, and TV is a little different. It's mostly propaganda and whatnot. Instead of,
everybody
you know,
has a job. Everybody has their place. Everybody fits in. Sieg Heil.
Sieg Heil. Man, this is so weird. But I loved it, loved it, loved it.
Loved it.
So we start with Joe. Is that his name?
Yep, Joe Frazier.
Joe Frazier. Working for the Resistance. Or is he?
Yeah. How do I know you're not a spy? Because I'm going to talk really loud. He's not a spy. He talked really loud.
I'm American.
He talked too close. He talked too close to my face, and he talked really loud. So he's obviously American. He loves freedom.
Oh, but no, he is working for the Nazis. Or is he? Is he maybe a triple agent? I'm not sure.
This is one of the. This is actually
kind of left it open there.
Yeah. This is kind of left open. I'm not going to get it. I'm a huge Philip K. Dick fan.
Have you already read the book?
I have read the book only once.
Oh, okay.
Though they've differed this enough. Like, it is very clearly just based on the book. Like, not they kind of just taken the names of the book of the characters and just like mm-hmm. kind of just that's their homage to the book is. They kind of have the same thing, kind of have the whole, like, same, similar thing, but the rest of it's completely different, so I'm completely okay with it. Nothing is matched up at all, except for the character names. That's it.
Very good. Because I can't figure out Joe Frazier, because he seems like a nice guy, but he's working for the Nazis. Or is he working for the Nazis as a double agent, but he's actually working for the... resistance.
Yeah, right.
Because then, you know, that whole scene where he gets pulled over and the ashes are falling from the sky.
He genuinely didn't know what was going on.
Look of disgust on his face.
Yeah.
Like, you know, this is not okay.
There's a possibility that he could be a triple agent. Like,
Or maybe he'll be turned. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I guess because I kind of liked him until the end, and I was like, oh, crap.
In the book, that character is never actually named. It is a character, but he's never named. And like his entire story is different, like completely different. Like this is like the first chapter, like the prologue of the book. By the way, the difference between the prologue of the book and this is starts out like right up front. In this, the Nazis dropped the bomb on us first. Simple as that. Boom, done. War's over. They invaded Virginia Beach as opposed to Normandy Beach, and it was called V-Day as opposed to D-Day. So it's just pretty much everything just shifted towards Germany. Exact history just shifted towards Germany. In the book, that didn't happen. In the book, FDR was... Philip K. Dick actually went back and researched events that happened during then, and there was a failed assassination attempt against FDR. And... in the book, it worked. And without his strong leadership, there was no way we could win. And then other stuff happened. The one thing they didn't describe in the show is why was Italy not involved in this?
I don't know.
Why was there only Germany and Japan in there? What happened with Italy?
I don't know. Maybe they'll get into it.
Possibly.
Maybe.
Now that it's been renewed, now it's been extended for the entire season, which I'm so excited for.
Because, man, this was good. Right? It was really, really good. Like, my only complaint in the whole thing was the weird CGI cityscapes. Like, whenever it pulled out to a big, like, you see the whole skyline type thing, it just looked fake to me.
Well, because obviously.
Like, when they're using real sets and stuff, it looked so good. You know, everything's gritty and dirty, and they got, like, the propaganda posters that are torn up, and you know, it just looks good when it pulls.
I loved
back,
the diner.
I don't know,
like,
it just looked. Ugh.
I loved the diner and the anti-Japanese propaganda still on the side of the diner. That was great. Next up, the Japs. We're coming at you, slanty-eyed, or slanty eyes. I'm like, dude, that's awesome.
It's still there. Like, how is that okay? I mean, this is a neutral zone, but why? How is that okay?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Like, wow. That was great. I do like the brutalness of this. Like, obviously, they immediately put up the nobody is safe. Like,
nope.
Nobody, not a single person is safe. And I like that. I like not having too much of a control on what the characters are going to do.
And sorry, people die.
Like, yeah, people
get
die
shot.
Real quick.
People get tortured to death. It's intense, and there's no punches pulled at all.
Second in command Nazi guy, freaking. This is one of the most, I guess, ironic things. Like, I'm mostly German, but I have a really hard time with the German accent. Like, so Obergurtenfuhrer, sure, whatever.
I was reading it just a second ago, like the synopsis. Like, and Gerben Schwergen Blubben for. Wow, that is a big word.
It is a huge word.
Super Gerben Schwergenberger.
It's not, it's like, not wrong. Like, you're not wrong.
There's like eight syllables in this word. What is this word? And then his name is like John Smith.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. He kills him all.
I loved the really horrible, horrible racism towards the Germans and the Japanese. Stupid, slanty-eyed superstition. Dude. Damn. Yes,
everyone's a racist. Because if Germany had won the war, then everyone would be a racist.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's racist. Everybody.
I love her mom.
Yeah.
Drinking tea.
Drinking Jap tea, doing Jap karate.
Like, it's not karate, and karate's Korean, but never mind.
You've been under the Jap store. She's Chinese, Mom.
Yeah, good stuff.
She's super cute, and her mom, yeah. Why do you watch it? Because I won't know what his game is.
Americans. Still addicted to TV.
Exactly.
Even if it's like, propaganda.
Full out TV, like full out super American, like stereotype. Like, wow.
It's like, I hate him. In this stupid uniform with this stupid swastika on it. It's like, why don't you just turn it off?
Because then I wonder watch what his show, game leave me alone. Is. Yeah, right. I really, really, really liked this. I actually sat in one of the viewings was with Rachel, and, She really, really liked it. She's like, she did one of those things where like halfway through, like during the first half, she's kind of doing schoolwork and stuff. And then they get talking about Hitler and stuff. And she kind of looks up from her book, sets her book down, puts her hand in her head, does this whole thing.
Old man slipped. Hitler.
Yep. I was really thinking they were going to go polio with it because, you know, FDR polio.
Yeah.
So I was really thinking that that's what they were going to do with him. Like, yeah, nope. All right. There you go. Parkinson's. Yep. There you go.
They had some familiar faces in here, too. Like, not like huge stars, but recognizable.
Yeah. The assistant to the prophet guy, or the imperial dude, he's from Arrow. Like, freaking me out, man.
Yeah. And then, John Smith, Gerben, Fragman, Jigger, Bigger, Trigger, Fur. That guy.
Ober Gerfen Fuhrer.
He's the douchebag from A Knight's Tale. And,
oh
and
my
he
God,
was
that's
in,
where
the,
he's from.
In the Hercules movie, he was Autolycus.
Okay.
Yeah, the Rockules, he was in that too. Like, I just saw him in that, and then I see him again. I was like, oh, that guy's staying busy. I'm glad.
There you go.
Good for him.
Get that paycheck.
Autolycus.
So, anything else? On Man in a High Castle?
Not that I can think of, because I didn't take notes. Like I said, I watched it because I wanted to watch something I didn't take notes for.
Though this did get me hung up on Transparent.
Awesome. I wasn't easy to watch it.
This really got me hung up on Transparent. That is an amazing show. That is one of the best shows I have ever watched, and I gobbled up the entire first season of it. But it is not for family viewing. No, 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 no. And before anybody says anything, no, it's not Jeffrey Tambor. Jeffrey Tambor is the most like balanced character in that entire show. for being the one who is quote unquote confused in his gender swap and his gender switching transitioning period, like he is the most balanced character of all of them on there. Everybody else is just like his kids are horrible. Like his kids are just wretched human beings. Like during one of the first scenes, basically, you have drug use, you have a sex scene, you have lots and lots of swearing, you have the fact that one of the girls that his son is sleeping with may or may not be of legal age.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, it's very like it is really good. It's really compelling storytelling. It's very well shot. It's just a fantastic work of art, and that's what it really felt like. It was really good art, and There's nothing around like that right now. It is the most unique piece of... There's the most unique thing out there right now. And, I mean, it's... If you have the ability to watch it, I would suggest doing so. And you do need Amazon Prime to be able to watch the entire season. But it is definitely worth your time. But again, not family, not work. No. Wow. No. Not no. One bit. Because I'm like, okay, I had heard, like, the guys over at Cord Killers talk about it. But I don't remember, like, anything about it. I'm like, okay, certainly this show would be able to maybe help teenagers going through... Nope. Nope. That lady is certainly naked riding on that dude, and there's his balls and stuff. Yep, there we go. All right.
Oh, wow.
This is where we're at. All right, let's do this. They have a dude just, like, hitting a bong, lady taking ecstasy. Like, all right, this is the groundwork we've laid. Let's go with it. It's obvious that it's attempting to be as strong as Orange is the New Black, and I think it's actually better than it, but in different ways. On that note, folks, we're going to go ahead and wrap up on out of here, because it's late. So, you can even contact with us at geekioshow@gmail.com, twitter.com/geekioshow, geek-io.net/spoilershow is our site, and to support the network, it's patreon.com/geekio.
Geek-io.
Alright. Anything else before we head on out of here?
No, I'm good. Let's go to bed.
Yep, time for bed.
Sieg Heil.
Alright, folks, on that note, I realized I didn't play the outro in the last one. Oh, well. Alright, guys, we will talk to you next week. Bye.
Very well.
Where's the button?
He will go to the neutral zone, yeah.
Why is it not playing now?
I don't know. You got to push the button. I just want to tell him.
Okay, 2015 the summer. Copyright. Nope, 2015 copyright. Bye.
Wow.
Starting to break things, so it's time to leave. Bye.
Bye-bye.